Are you familiar with Psalm 51? It's a psalm where David confesses his adultery with Bathsheba to God. He promised there to teach the rebellious God's ways so that sinners would return to him. Psalm 32 is a companion to Psalm 51, where David makes good on that promise, teaching us to return to God. I'd like you to pause and go read through Psalm 32 slowly, twice if you have to, and just drink in the joys it promises. Then come listen the rest of the way as we walk through the passage verse by verse, seeing how the Holy Spirit is speaking to our hearts. I read this, and I am immediately struck with two thoughts. One is that I know I have this joy because I am forgiven in Christ. But two, I also feel a pang of guilt because I am full of sin that needs to be put out of sight and disobedience that needs to be forgiven. I read that last line in verse 2, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. And I feel convicted because I am all too familiar with the deceit in my own heart. But David isn't primarily aiming to convict us here, is he? He wants to show you and I the joy that there is in being forgiven and having the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. We know that's what he's getting at here because Paul quotes these first two verses in Romans 4 where he's explaining that people are only made righteous by faith in Christ. The righteous people, the pure ones that David is speaking about, he's not talking about people who live perfect lives, but people who are honest with God about their sin and who are righteous only because of God's forgiveness. You know that heavy feeling you get when you know you've just sinned? In verses 3 and 4, David talks about that heaviness, the guilt, the spiritual and physical suffering that is the result of our sin. I know that when the guilt of my sin is fresh, I feel depressed without motivation to do anything really. I just want to shrink into myself until the guilt passes. And as my soul groans because of my guilt, my whole body feels the effects. I don't want to face my sin. I don't want to deal with it. And often, I feel like I'm not even sure how to deal with it. And then I start doubting the gospel. How could God really love a sinner like me? If I can still sin like that, could it be possible that the Holy Spirit isn't working in my life? Does that mean I possibly may not actually have the Holy Spirit? And just like David alludes to in Psalm 51:12, I utterly lose the joy of my salvation. But God is so good and so deserving of praise in this. What happens is, in the words of Charles Spurgeon, God does not permit his children to sin successfully. Whose hand was so heavy on David? David says that that hand that evaporated all his strength was from God. God will not let us just get away with sin and hide it. His heavy hand is there, not with the goal to punish, but with the goal to restore. God is showing us the weight and severity of our sin so that we'll be honest and confess it to him. In fact, in verse 5, that's exactly what David tells us he did. He gave up on hiding his sin. He gave in to God's strategically applied pressure, and he confessed his sin to God. And God forgave him. God took away all his guilt. This is what David is urging us to do in this psalm. He's teaching sinners to repent, just like he promised he would. He's telling us, stop hiding your sin. It's hurting you so much more than you realize. Come, confess your sin to God. He forgives sin. He takes all your guilt away. There is true joy to be had in the forgiveness and righteousness he gives. Just come, confess your sin. This is what he means when he wants the faithful to pray. They're not the sinless and the perfect. They're us. We fear God. And we pray, honest and open with Him about our sin. We confess it and turn from it. We bring our sin to the cross to be dealt with. Some translations translate the word immediately as while He can still be found. And today, God can still be found. So make a habit of bringing your sin to Him in confession. He offers you a hiding place so that instead of hiding your sin, you can hide in Christ. Colossians 3:3 tells us that our life is hidden with Christ in God. And when we live in open confession before God, we're taking refuge in Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us. We stop counting on our own moral achievements to keep us safe, and we trust Jesus to save. And boy, does He save. He gives us victory. You may be the type of person who doesn't have many enemies in life, especially not those who want to kill you. But we know that our ultimate enemies are sin and death, not flesh and blood enemies. And they do want to destroy us. But these are enemies that Christ destroyed at the cross. And He shares that victory with us when our lives are hidden in Him. In verses 8 and 9, David fleshes out what he said earlier about it being God whose hand was so heavy on him. God promises to guide us along the best paths for our lives, to advise us, to watch over us. God's discipline and our guilt help in this, because sometimes we're like a horse or a mule who is hard to steer and can't understand. We take our sin lightly, and like a stubborn animal, we need a lot of discomfort to get us moving in the right direction. When we veer off course and sin again, He's going to work to bring us back again. So there's a challenge for us here to quickly and readily acknowledge to God when we've sinned so that He can correct that in our lives. And when we sin again, we confess again. We need to be teachable and eager to learn how God wants us to live. And when His lessons are painful to bring us back to Him in confession, we would do well to run into His open arms without hesitation. A lifestyle of repentance will bring joy and enjoyment of God. David closes with a simple truth. If you're wicked, if you keep on sinning, not confessing it to God, not acting on the heartbreak and guilt that God prods you with, if you take lightly the things of the Lord and make a habit and hobby of doing what is wrong, if you keep trying to hide the sin that God already knows, sorrow will mark your life. Sorrow of the heart and dissatisfaction now. And if you're not saved by Christ, even greater sorrows in the age to come. But if you trust in the Lord, if you confess your sin to Him, cling to His righteousness, walk in loving relationship with Him, and by the power He gives, follow Him, you will know God's love that never fails, both now and in the age to come. Instead of the deep depression of undealt with sin, you will have the joy of being forgiven and being restored to God. Thank you.